I'll tell you why I'm having that dilemma here in just a second. Palm Sunday and Maundy Thursday, which is the Thursday before Easter, we celebrate Holy Communion. It is in memory of the Last Supper of Jesus and His disciples. Then we have Good Friday, which is the Friday that Jesus was crucified. And then, of course, we're going to have sunrise service at 6:30 on Easter morning at the Overlook. And then, of course, regular services here. But anyway, we are needing two more disciples for some of the things that we're doing. No dialogue or anything, but we need two guys, or I suppose if a woman wants to dress up like a guy, but we need two people to play the disciples, and we have everybody but all but two. We also need someone who's willing to play a special part. I don't believe there's any dialogue, but we need someone to portray Jesus for Palm Sunday and for Maundy Thursday. So please, it's not any big acting thing. I don't want you to misunderstand, but we do need guys that are willing to step up and fill those roles. So would you please step up, and it'll be a lot of fun, and it will be a special time. Also, if you have said you would do that, well, hello, boys. I'm so glad that you joined us. And you haven't, if you haven't met with Debbie Chapin, Debbie, would you wave your hand to be fitted for your costume? Would you please do that before service is over today? Now, what this is all about, just very quickly, my sister-in-law, Tammy, had, I'm confused, is an aneurysm bleeding or is that just when an artery swells? Okay, well, her aneurysm, I guess, burst. And it was pretty scary, as you might imagine. And she is okay. She is okay. She's eating. She's talking. Doctors say it's really a miracle because most people don't survive when that happens outside of a hospital. But that happened on, I guess it was Friday. And she's up at St. Luke's right now with all the family, and Jamie's actually on her way home right now. But the boys have been really awesome in helping me and everything, getting ready on their own. But that's why I am a single parent today, is because Jamie has been with her sister, and it is all good. The concern right now, and if you'd write this down in your prayers, in your bulletin, for Tammy Powers is her name. I guess in 3 days, they're different ways that the brain reacts. Many of you know this better than I do. And in 3 days, there's one set of circumstances that could happen because of the damage to the brain. In 7 days, like I believe it's when the tremors begin and stuff like that because of damage to the brain, they could possibly begin. So just if you wouldn't mind praying for Tammy in that situation. So far, the doctors seriously call it a miracle, and the family says, well, we can tell you why that happened. Anyway, just know that. So, all right. A lot of great announcements. Please read through those. We need to move on today. A lot of things going on because of the season that it is, but also this church is a very active church anyway. We do welcome you. Thank you so much for being here. And, well, are you ready for an awesome worship service? Great. Great. We'll have a prayer, and then we'll have the prelude, and we'll begin worship at that time. Let us pray. Gracious and holy, healing God, we thank you so much for the honor of your presence today. We understand, God, that you are with us always. We have invited you into our lives, and we celebrate your presence. But as we gather together as a church, God, we want to be deliberate in asking you to be present with us. We want to be deliberate in asking you for your anointing in Jesus' holy name to be upon this worship service, upon each of our lives individually, Lord. You know where we are. You know who we are as a person. And we just ask, God, that as we worship today, that you will bring us even closer to you than we already are. We ask, God, that you anoint us in Jesus' name in a way that all evil and negative thoughts run scared. Flee from this place the way that darkness flees from light. Be with us, God. Make us one with each other and one with you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.